the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Church does not rule out the existence of a temporary limbo for children who died without baptism before they go to heaven. Has limbo been removed from the teachings of the Catholic Church? The truth is that it was never a dogma of faith, although for some centuries it was a general opinion that children who died without baptism went to limbo and that they would never go to heaven. In the Catechism of the Catholic Church, it says, "With respect to children who have died without baptism, the liturgy of the Church invites us to trust in God's mercy and to pray for their salvation." Catechism 1283. Little by little, the idea of the salvation of these children began to make its way, and in 2006, the International Theological Commission published a document with the approval of Pope Benedict XVI, in which it was said, "In addition to the theory of limbo, which continues to be a possible theological opinion, there may be other ways that integrate and safeguard the principles of faith in the Eucharist." The existence of limbo is not ruled out, and at the same time, it says, as the title of the document says, of the hope of salvation for infants who die without being baptized. If you would like to know more, please see the reference link in the video description. This means that these children can be saved and that there could be a temporary limbo, since they are not necessarily saved immediately after their death. On this point, Anne Catherine had enlightening revelations at a time when these ideas of the salvation of these children were still very distant. She tells the true story of a young peasant girl who secretly gave birth to her son out of fear of her parents. The child died without baptism soon after. And she says, "I have felt a true concern for that poor child who died before baptism, and I have offered myself to God to satisfy and repair for him. It has been a long time since I had revelation about the state of these children who die before baptism. I cannot explain in words what I see this loss consist of, but I feel so moved that whenever I come to know of such a case, I offer myself to God with prayer and suffering to satisfy and atone for what others have neglected, in order that the thought and act of charity that I do can compensate for the lack in virtue of the communion of saints." Another case. One day, a 3-year-old boy appeared to me who had died without baptism. He told me that he could not be buried and that I should help him. He also told me what I should do for his benefit with continuous prayers. The next day, a poor woman from Dolmen came to see me, asking for help to cover the expenses of the burial of her dead son. It was the same one I had seen the night before. We had him buried, and we did all this in favor and merit for the child's soul. After I had buried the child, I saw him again, and now he was radiant and was going to a party, where many little children were gathered in joyous fun. The good deed of burying him and the prayers of Anne Catherine got him released, and he went to heaven, joyful and happy. That is why she herself says, we should pray that no child dies without baptism. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.